Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech for my power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Said God sat in heaven and had a book. And the pronouncement was made in heaven that who is worthy, whoever is worthy, should come and collect the scroll, break the seals and read the contents thereof. And they said no man was found worthy in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And then they said to the man who wept bitterly, because no man was found worthy, they said, weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath appeared. And when he stood to appear, he appeared as a lamb. Jesus did not prevail as a lion, he prevailed as a lamb. That's the mystery of godliness. It's a mystery. That's why I pray that you will understand the dynamics behind it. You need to come into that understanding. The nature of our warfare is determined by the nature of the eternal battle that has been, the war that has been fought. It's not in the realm of the flesh. It's the realm of the unseen. Pastor said to us that God has designed that we should confront the serpent. We are not disadvantaged. We are not. It looks like that, but we are really not. Oh, we thank God for every kind of assistance God has given us, but it's because God knows we can fight, that's why he gave it to us. But right now they can't deploy us to fight, because the things we need to fight, we have not learned them. You've not, see, do you know that when David went to fight, David did not fight by anointing alone. David fought by skill. How many of you know how to fire catapult? How many squirrels did you kill, my brother? Many. Eh? Birds, you are using... Oh, glory to God, that's great. That means you are skilled. It took practice. I mean, I want to imagine you woke up one morning and you picked the catapult and you were killing birds. Oh, it took time. Paul said, those by reason of use. It's called practice. When you started, I know you must have been a miserable shooter, but you kept at it. You kept at it until you became very good at killing birds with catapults. It was not that day that David learned how to use the sling. So he said that it was the Holy Ghost guided his stone. But the man had been using sling to kill guys before. It was not that day. The horse is prepared for the day of battle. You must prepare the horse before God can give you victory. You must prepare the horse before God can give you victory. Listen to me. When we come to preach, we preach by unction. We preach by anointing. But you cannot live your life by anointing. Life must be properly organized. Praise God. But this is the context in which I'm speaking. Warfare is our calling. We have been called to fight. The Bible said those angels that fought Lucifer, that dethroned him from heaven, had three qualities. Number one, the blood. Do you know how to use blood to fight? Some of you, when you see cockroach, the blood of Jesus. That is not how to use blood. I call that abuse of blood. You must learn how to take blood and war. That is the nature of priests. Priests learn how to use blood. Pastor Dele said that we were not saved by any other means but by blood. And by the word of their what? Testimony. What testimony did they bear? It was not that they came out and said, I want to thank God. Yesterday, as I was coming to church, I saw one demon, and then Michael came along and we beat up the demon. Can you start a little amazing for me? That was not testimony. You know what they call testimony? It's called the testament. What did I call it? Testament. The Bible calls that testament the testimony of God. Can you learn, have you learned to use God's testimony to wage war? What you handle is called New Testament. It's also God's testimony. And the third was an attitude. They loved not their lives. One of the things I learned they do in NDA, the first thing they must do with you is to take away the fear of death. You cannot be an effective warrior if you are afraid of dying. The problem we have that we have ministers that have raised men for pleasure. Men, what destroyed Rome is because they had citizens that didn't want to fight again. The day they lost their desire to fight, the empire came down. We have Trump today because, Trump God himself likes fighting. He's a fighter. So the American army, the morale is picking up. It's Nigerian army that is running away from Boko Haram. The day we get a leader, the whole West Africa is in trouble. The whole Africa is going to be in trouble. Because Nigerians have the best soldiers in Africa. I'm proud to be a Nigerian. Praise God. I said praise God. But let us understand that whether you and I like it or not, warfare will come on us. Even if you don't declare it, they will come and bring it to your doorstep. At that point, you must take a stand, either to fight or run. And he said that, but for me, it's in different levels and different theaters. Am I making sense to you? There's the one within, there's the one without. There's all kinds. That's not for tonight. Maybe God grants us opportunity, we'll talk about this. We've heard about spiritual warfare. It must be understood in the context of kingdom. And then we'll look at it. God will help us.
You've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.
Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoyeth the Spirit.